I've told you, I no longer have it. Kartik's eyes shift left and right, and I hope he's finding us an escape route.
You're lying,
Falson snarls.
How do you know she's lying?
Kartik asks. His smile is grim.
She's talking.
The Rakshana is supposed to protect the realms and the magic, not steal it. I need to stall for time.
That's the way it used to be, mate. Things are changing. The witches had their day.
Falson puts his knife into his mouth and pulls off an apple slice with his teeth. We're trapped here. There's nowhere to go but into the Thames.
The way I see it, I take you both in. I'm a hero.
He points his knife at Kartik.
You're a traitor to the Brotherhood, and you...
He shifts the blade toward me.
You have the answer to all our problems.
Can you jump?
Kartik whispers to me. He flicks a glance toward the boat anchored behind us. I nod.
What are you lovebirds whispering about?
Falson asks.
On three,
Kartik whispers.
One, two.
I'm too frightened to wait. I leap on the count of two, dragging him down with me, and we fall to the bow of the ship below with a thud that shudders through my entire body.
I said three.
Kartik gasps as if his lungs are broken. Sorry, I wheeze. Falson shouts at us from the wharf, and I see him readying to jump.
Let's go.
Kartik yanks me up, and we hobble to the stern, where the boat abuts another, smaller vessel behind it. There's a small gap between them, but in the dark, with the Thames lapping below, it seems a mile. The boat shifts, making it even more precarious.
Jump!
Kartik calls. He leaps across the divide, dragging me along with him.
What the devil?
A surprised sailor shouts as we careen into his boat.
Surprise inspection!
Kartik calls, and we're off and running again. Another jump and we're on the embankment. We race over the slick ground at breakneck speed, trying not to tumble. Falson and his thugs are close behind. There's an opening under the street, a sewer.
This way!
Kartik shouts, and his words echo. The sewer is so malodorous I want to vomit. I press the back of my hand to my nose. I don't think I can, I say, gagging.
It's a way out.
We creep into the foul, stinking hole. The walls trickle with moisture. A wash of filth floods the bottom of the tunnel. It seeps into my boots and coats my stockings, and I have to fight the bile rising in my throat. The tunnel is alive with movement. Fat black rats scurry on their tiny legs, squeezing suddenly out of small breaks in the walls. Their squeaking cries raise goose flesh on my arms. My very skin crawls. One bold fellow pokes a nose out near my face, and I scream. Kartik clamps a hand over my mouth. Shh, he whispers, and even that echoes in the fetid sewer. We stand, huddled together in the moist, foul tunnel, listening. There are a constant drip and the hideous scuttle of the rat's claws. And something else.
Hello, mates. We know you're in there.
Kartik keeps moving, but up ahead the sewer darkens and it fills me with dread. I can't go on.
Just close your eyes. I'll lead you,
he whispers. He comes beside me and wraps his arm around my waist. I stand firm. No, I can't. I'm...
Gotcha!
Quick as a wink, Falson's men are on us. They grab Kartik, bending his arm behind his back till he grimaces in pain.
Now, I'm quite put out,
Falson says, walking slowly toward us. I gave it to the order, I blurt out. You're right. I lied to you before. But just this morning I met with Miss McCleavy. She prevailed upon me to see her wisdom. I joined hands with her in the realms. The Order truly does have the power now. I swear it. Falson's expression softens. He looks worried, confused.
This morning?
Yes, I lie. Falson's so close I can smell the apple on him, see his jaw tighten with new anger.
If that's true, there's nothing to keep me from cutting Kartik here and now.
He presses the blade to Kartik's throat.
Poor brother Kartik. Shall I tell you what happened to him, miss?
Kartik struggles against the knife.
We pulled him in. Do you know how long a man can last under our scrutiny?
Falson puts his mouth so close to my ear I can feel the heat of his breath.
I've broken souls in less than a day. But our Kartik, he wouldn't bend, wouldn't tell us what he knows about you and the realms. How long was it, Kartik? 5 days? 6? I lost count. But in the end he broke, like I knew he would.
I'll kill you,
Kartik gasps, the knife to his throat.